The Live 88.5 startup and our Live 88.5 car crasher. He does audio auto reviews for us. Jim Bray is on with the startup. If you go to live885.com, click on the startup engine, fittingly enough, and you'll find links to his reviews in written form. And I know Jim wants to talk about the Panorama Turbo Porsche sedan in just a bit, but another car first. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
Good morning. Tell us about this luxury hybrid from Lexus.
Well, it's actually a kind of Lexus entry-level car, and it just happens to be a hybrid. I suppose you could call it an Uber Prius, because I believe it's based on the Prius platform. But it's a lot nicer, obviously, than a Prius is, as Lexus is a more luxurious vehicle. And, you know, it's a nice little car. I mean, I wouldn't buy this, not because it's a hybrid, but it's just not my kind of car. But I can see why people do. The hybrid part of it could be almost incidental, because it's a nice little car on its own. Actually, I think the hybrid part of it kind of takes away from it. They're really pushing the environmental aspect of it too. I mean, it's got sustainable materials in it and all this kind of thing. But, you know, there are some really nice things about it. I'd driven one before, but this one had what they call a remote touch, which is a new kind of interface between the driver and the car. And, you know, a lot of cars are getting these twisty wheels, you know, for cruiser controls, because there's so many adjustments and things on cars now that they're getting really difficult to use.
Yeah.
And Lexus, in this case, has gone a different way. And they've got this remote touch thing, which is actually like a mouse, a computer mouse. And it sits on the console right at right where your arm falls easily. And you use it exactly like a mouse. Mm-hmm. And it has a cursor that goes across the LCD screen. And when it comes up to, you know, a place where you can click, you actually feel a little pause in it. So it's letting you know that, okay, here's something you can click on. And it works really well. I would like to see more car manufacturers use that and, you know, and get rid of these wheel cursor control things.
Cool.
Being a hybrid, I mean, it has three driving modes. It has the power mode, which makes it tolerable. It has the eco mode, which means it's pretty gutless and not a lot of fun to drive, but it's okay. And then it has what they call EV mode, which uses electricity only. And you're supposed to be able to, I think what they say, it's up to 20 or 30 kilometers an hour under certain conditions. I mean, you have to be stopped. And then you flip it into EV mode. I tried this at a red light. I put it into EV mode. So, you know, there's no gas engine at all. It's just electricity. And I stepped on the gas just a little bit. It kicked itself out of EV mode. Oh, you're driving too fast. So I tried it again at the next light, and I pulled away even slower. And I found the only way the EV mode works is if you don't mind getting your doors blown off by pedestrians.
Wow.
Going through a parking lot, perhaps. But it's totally impractical to me. But I mean, like I said, it's a nice little car. I enjoyed driving it. Being a Lexus, you know, it strokes you very nicely. Very comfortable, lots of good features, good audio system, heated, ventilated front seats. You know, you can get all the Lexus stuff in it. And it starts at under 40 grand, which is pretty cool.
Right.
So a Prius with nicer seats.
Yeah, basically.
All right. It's Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 car crasher, and we'll get to something very special, the Porsche sedan, the Panamera Turbo, in just a moment. Live 88.5 traffic now. Here's Amal Wahab.
And this traffic update is for
its weakest part, I suppose, is the exterior, the rear end of it. It's been called the Buttster, and I think that's kind of unfair.
Yeah.
It's very stately. It's not just a Porsche sports car. It's more of a grand touring car, and you really notice that because when you come up to it, I mean, you're used to seeing a 911 or a Boxster or a Cayman, and they're quite small, basically two-seater cars, and this one is really quite big. Of course, it seats four people, and it seats them all very comfortably. Everybody has a bucket seat with the console going through the center of the back.
Gotcha.
We took it on a trip out to the mountains over the weekend with four of us in it, and it was just great. And of course, being a turbo, when you have to pull out and pass, you could actually argue, I suppose, that the turbo is a safety feature, because you get out into that other lane, around the car, and back into the lane so fast that, it's pulling your face off. 500 horsepower in this thing.
Wow.
Up to 567 foot-pounds of torque. So this baby moves. Although, that said, at low speed, just when you're starting up from a traffic light, it could be a little sluggish. But once you get it going, it really enjoys to run. And it has typical Porsche things. You're driving along, and I think it's at 90 kilometers an hour. The rear spoiler comes up, and it kind of raises up and then unfolds like a bit of origami. And it's really kind of neat, even just watching it do it from the driver's seat.
Wow.
The downside is, of course, the price.
Yeah. What is that price, by the way?
The Panamera Turbo. Now, this is the top of the line model. It starts out with just the basic Panamera, but the Panamera Turbo starts at $155,000.
Whoa!
Yeah.
$155,000.
And you can option it up from there. My test car came in at $172,430.
Holy smokes.
Wow. And what about the engine? Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but the Boxster engine is a mid-engine car. Same thing with the Carrera. Where's the motor in this one?
Well, the Carrera is a rear-engine car, so the engine is actually behind the rear axle. This one is a conventional front-engine rear-wheel drive layout, or all-wheel drive in the case of the Turbo or with the Panamera 4.
And how does Porsche pull that off? Did they do pretty well, obviously?
Well, that's the same configuration they have in the Cayenne. It's actually the same engine in the Cayenne. It's a 4.8 liter V8, in this case with twin turbochargers on it. The second turbo, I think, is supposed to give you low end torque to eliminate turbo lag, but it doesn't really do it. Between that and the little bit of a sluggishness you get from that 7-speed dual clutch transmission, it takes a moment before it gets going. Once it gets going, it's great. Now, they do have something called a launch control, too. If you put it into Sport Plus mode, reef your foot on the brake pedal and then run up the revs of the gas, then let go of the brake pedal, it's like you've ignited solid rocket boosters. You have to do that on a racetrack or where you know there's no radar.
Neat. Thanks a lot, Jim. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
It's Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 car crasher. You can find a link for him at live88.5.com. Click on the startup engine.